ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। टेक्स्ट इज अ प्रोस टेक्स्ट, सो वी जस्ट रीड द टेक्स्ट। पतिषु च मुग्ध भावेन तत्र तत्र विषक्तमति प्रणय भर हृदय कार्पण्यात् स्कंधे नो द्वहति एवं उत्संग उरसि चाधायो पलालायन मुदम परमाम अवाप। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री A.C. भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, व्हेन एंटरिंग द फॉरेस्ट The animal would appear very attractive to Bharat Maharaj due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharat would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. His heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap or when sleeping on his chest. In this way, he felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. Purport. Maharaj Bharat left his home, wife, children, kingdom and everything else to advance his spiritual life in the forest. But again he fell victim to material affection due to his attachment to an insignificant pet deer. What then was the use of his renouncing his family? One who is serious in advancing his spiritual life should be very cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Sometimes, in order to preach, we have to accept many material activities, but we should remember that everything is for Krishna. If we remember this, there is no chance of our being victimized by material activities. When entering the forest, the animal would appear very attractive to Bharat Maharaj due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharat would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. His heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap or when sleeping on his chest. In this way, he felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. Srila Prabhupada has given such a brilliant purport. Like a cutting, it's very difficult to speak, especially when you see yourself in the purport, being attached to so many material things in the name of Krishna. So please give your blessings, I can speak something on this topic. Today in the speech, we will deal with three sections. First will be Lord's mercy factor in our life. Second will be how Srila Prabhupada is cautioning us to be detached from material things. In fact, while using material things, be very much vigilant. And third is the benefit of being in association of devotees. So in this particular section, we are seeing Bharat Maharaj's whole life history of how he was born as the son of Lord Rishabhdev. Later he was enthroned as the king of the entire planet. And then he accepts the renounced order of life. And finally here, we are seeing him getting attached to the deer. And again in the future we will see that how Bharat Maharaj is saved by the Lord. So we can see Lord's mercy factor acting very nicely in this particular section. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Lord Krishna says that Neha Vikram Nashosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpam Apiyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobhayat. Krishna says that if someone makes a little advancement in Krishna consciousness, then that little advancement can save the person from greatest dangers. So Krishna is so kind that even if a person makes little advancement, willingly or unwillingly, by that advancement he can be saved from greatest dangers. the path of his life is deviated to some other destination. Like for example, we come across, you know, preaching so many people who have come through this movement through Srila Prabhupada's books. Just by taking a book of Srila Prabhupada very, very long time ago, they have come to this movement after a long time, but they have benefited a little advancement. They took shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books. Like one of our devotees, Rajvihari Prabhu, he went to London and he was saying that he went to one temple, Lister Temple, I think so. I can't pronounce the name properly. So here, when he visited the temple, he was introduced to an old man who told him that, tell me something about Krishna. I want to know about Krishna because I might die anytime. How to remember Krishna at time of death? So this man did not look like a devotee. So he asked him that, what is his background? So he came to know that long ago, he had taken one book of Srila Prabhupada. And for some time had gone through the book and read somewhere that at a time of death one should remember Krishna. But then he forgot everything, left the book. And now at the fag end of his life, he has remembered those things again. And is eager, very much eager to know that how he can remember Krishna at time of death. So you can see Krishna is arranged. Krishna is so merciful. He arranged that any advancement a person makes, he is saved from greatest dangers in life. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, Arjuna is putting a very wonderful question to Krishna that if a person, while practicing Krishna consciousness, if he is not able to do it fully, what is his destination? Arjuna is asking this question on behalf of all conditioned souls, especially devotees who are neophyte in nature. Many times we have this question in our mind that I am not progressing much in my Krishna consciousness. All other devotees are progressing very nice. They are doing wonderful service. But I am somehow struggling with my senses. Not able to do much. So, with all our conditionings, we should continue serving Krishna actually. One time Gauram Prabhu was mentioning in his class that bhakti is a race. And this race is a unique kind of race. In which everyone will get gold medal. Whatever time you take to reach the finish line. In today's world, if you see a race, then the first who reaches will get a gold medal. So while progressing in devotional service, one devotee might progress very fast in Krishna consciousness because of causeless mercy or because of his past life. And one might take a little more time. But no problem. The idea is to continue running. One day we'll reach and Krishna will give us a gold medal. So we should continue our progress in Krishna consciousness. Krishna promises help. So when Arjuna asks this question that what will happen to a devotee who becomes unsuccessful, then Krishna mentions in 2 verses about different varieties of devotees. He says that a devotee, an unsuccessful yogi, who leaves his practice after a short duration of time, that means if a person has practiced Krishna consciousness only for a short duration of time, such a person will go to the heavenly planets and then he will be able to enjoy some activities. He will be able to exhaust some of his prize credits. But then, after enjoying there, he will come back and he will take birth in a Brahmana or in a Vaishnava family. So a person does Krishna consciousness even for a small amount of time. He is benefited. And Krishna mentions that, next verse, that if a person practices Krishna consciousness for a long duration of time, in such a case also, that devotee will directly take birth in a Vaishnava family. The difference will be that the previous devotee who had practiced for a short duration will take birth in a Brahmana or a Vaishnava family where he will get facilities to practice Krishna consciousness. But in the later part where the devotee is practiced for a long duration of time, he will get a chance to practice Krishna consciousness in a Vaishnava family where there will be impetus to do Krishna consciousness. There won't be as facilities, but there will be impetus. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions that myself and my spiritual master were very fortunate enough that we took birth in the family of Vaishnavas. And because of that, we got an impetus to practice Krishna consciousness right from our birth. And because of this mercy, I was able to meet my own Guru Maharaj. So in this way, Krishna helps his devotee. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is more interested in taking us back to Godhead. As Kadamkana Maharaj is mentioning on one of his classes that it is not that we go back to Godhead, but Krishna takes us back to Godhead. So if one takes one step towards Krishna, then Krishna takes 100 steps. And Krishna is like Vamandev. When he takes 100 steps, he has huge steps. He will reach us very fast. So in this way, Krishna is very merciful to his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna demands from Arjuna that you surrender unto me, sarva dharman parityaja, mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami maasucha. But Krishna does not only demand surrender, but he also helps. Krishna also says, yoga shema mahamayam. That means, whatever a devotee lacks, I will provide, and whatever a devotee has, I will carry. That means, whatever is necessary for a devotee's life, Krishna provides that. Krishna knows where a devotee is lacking. So Krishna definitely provides everything. Like for example, Krishna always cares for the spiritual well-being for his devotees. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Lord Krishna, when he was leaving this earth planet, folding his pastimes here, that time Uddhava wanted to go along with Krishna. But Krishna told him, no, you stay back. I have an important mission for you. And then Krishna told that while I was living on this earth planet, I gave my association to everyone. But then I could not make it on the northern side, in the Badrika Ashram. Well, all great sages, including Narayana Rishi, are doing tapasya. I could not visit that place. So you go on my behalf and give a message and my association to them. So we can see that how Krishna cared for all of his devotees. He had missed some devotee, but still he saw that Uddhava went there and gave Krishna's association to them. In case of Vidura, who was actually Yamaraj and was cursed, a divine arrangement made so that he can come out of his management and do some preaching and do some association of devotees. So we can see in Vidura's life, Vidura, when he was in Hastinapur, he was actually in midst of a political turmoil. But Krishna helped him when Vidura went and told Dhritarashtra that you are actually, while taking care of your son, Duryodhan, you are actually feeding a deadly snake. He is going to poison the entire dynasty. And Duryodhan becomes very angry hearing Vidura's comment. And Duryodhan chastises, becomes angry on Vidura, and tells Vidura to immediately leave the house, and tells him that I will leave you with only your life breath. So Vidura, and in this situation, where he is the most respected person in the Hun dynasty, where his suggestions are always given credibility, from that point, he was thrown out of the house by a person who was very junior to him. But Vidura took it in a very positive way. Vidura thought, now is his chance that I can go and gather more Krishna conscious realizations. So Krishna arranged so many things for him. He went to all holy places. That was a yatra for him. He went to all holy places, and then Krishna arranged that Uddhava comes and meets Vidura. When Uddhava left Krishna, he came and met Vidura. And Uddhava told about how Lord Krishna departed, and then Uddhava further guided Vidura that now he should go to Maitreya Muni, who is a self-realized soul, and take guidance from him. So Krishna cares for the spiritual well-being of his devotees. In here, we can see that Lord Krishna's mercy factor working with Bharat Maharaj also. Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Krishna punished and rewarded Bharat Maharaj. He punished him for his negligence by making him a deer, but he rewarded him by giving him the remembrance, so that he can remember and then he can go ahead in Krishna consciousness. And then how we can see that how Bharat Maharaj, when he became deer, that time he was actually knowing of his past life. And because of that, he was detached from his dear associations. And he went to a place where all the great sages were doing austerities and discussing the wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So as a dear there, he engaged in devotional service, rendering some service to the sages. And it's mentioned in Bhagavatam later that how, with full perfect consciousness, he prayed to Lord Krishna while passing that, please engage me in your service. Let me always be in your service. And because of that, later he became Jada Bharat. He was born in a Brahmana family. And then knowing that if I act to be intelligent, then I would be given so many unnecessary responsibilities. So therefore he acted like a madman. And then we know that how Jada Bharat later perfected his life. So in this way, Krishna's mercy factor acts upon his devotees. He is always very merciful to his devotees. So this is the first part. In today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is very beautifully, very wonderfully, and also strictly cautioning his devotees to not get attached to material things. He is mentioning that Maharaj Bharat got attached. Now if you analyze Maharaj Bharat's life, what was the position of Maharaj Bharat? He was a direct son of Lord himself, Lord Rishabhdev. And not just direct son, one of the best sons. Lord Rishabhdev had 100 sons. And of all the 100 sons, the prominent son was Bharat Maharaj. He received personal instructions from Lord Rishabhdev himself. In fact, Bharat Maharaj is so famous that many times Srila Prabhupada gives lecture and he speaks that if you want to speak about Rishabhdev, Prabhupada says, so we had Bharat Maharaj, and by whose name this Bharatvarsha is called. His father is Lord Rishabhdev. So Lord Rishabhdev is given reference because of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj was so famous, he was the ruler of the entire planet, entire Bharatvarsha. That is Bharat Maharaj's position. Given the position because of his qualification. And then the same Bharat Maharaj, his renunciation is also glorified. Bhagavatam mentions that he renounced his whole entire planet earth, his kingdom, just like one passes stool and urine and never sees back. That was the renunciation of Bharat Maharaj. And Bharat Maharaj then goes to a very holy place, Pula Ashram, and is practicing Krishna consciousness there. And then, in that stage, he is achieving the symptoms of ecstatic love. So at this stage, with all this qualification, with all these qualities of Bharat Maharaj, he became attached to a material thing. Of course, Bhagavatam gives extreme examples for us to know. But we can see that how even at that stage, when a person, a devotee, would aspire to be like Bharat Maharaj, renounced like him, qualified like him, having received instructions by senior devotees. But then in that stage also Bharat Maharaj got attached to a material thing. So therefore, it is important to know. Srila Prabhupada says that Bharat Maharaj left everything, still he got attached. What then was the use of his renouncing his family? There is no use. Prabhupada says, one who is serious in advancing in spiritual life should be very cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Sometimes in order to preach, we have to accept many material activities. But we should remember that everything is for Krishna. If we remember this, there is no chance of our being victimized by material activities. So, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced this wonderful system of Yukta Vairagya. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchyate. That means our devotee does not say that he is fully detached nor attached. He is neither a karmi, a bhogi or a tyagi. But he is a bhakta. That means he knows properly that whatever is there with us, it is all Krishna's. And therefore it has to be used in the service of the master, Krishna. So therefore, the Yukta Vairagya principle is followed in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. However, Srila Prabhupada is cautioning us that one should be very cautious, one should be very careful in following this principle. Like sometimes when we go to factories, there are some units which are very dangerous. There is always caution sign given, warning, explosive or maybe very dangerous, anytime anything can happen. Like for example, once we had gone for book distribution in the Seat Tires company, and then we got chance to go and visit this company. So there were some sections which was very dangerous sections, where they were actually tires were rotating at very high speed, and the worker had to put some rod in between the tire, exact place, exact location. If you miss here and there, then the rod will, because of that revolving factor, the rod will jerk back and might hit the person and he might die also. So we can see in such units where there is so much of danger, an experienced person is kept who can handle the problem. Because anything, if he becomes inattentive, even for one moment, then there might be a danger. Anything might happen to his life. Similarly, while using material things in Krishna consciousness, we should know that material things are very contaminating. Material energy is very powerful. So while using things in Krishna consciousness, we should be very careful. We should be experienced. Not that Krishna says that everything should be used in Krishna service, that we take up everything and use in Krishna service. We should know what is our position in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, a devotee should very much be cautious in handling material things and take proper guidance and use them in Krishna's service. The focus should not be missed. The focus means inattentiveness. If you are inattentive, then there is danger. But if someone is attentive, if focus, then there is no problem. And what is the focus? His Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj was saying that a devotee is focused in his life. Every day he reminds himself, who is he? Who was he actually first? And then what he is getting here? Is he qualified to be here? And ultimately, what is his aspiration? If a devotee reminds himself all these four things, then he remains focused. And then there is no process, there is no chance of getting deviated. So pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they exemplified in their life the idea of Yukta Vairagya. Srila Prabhupada used everything in Krishna's service, everything. Srila Prabhupada used so much of money, so much of palaces, so much of opulences in Krishna's service. One time Srila Prabhupada was in a temple and was counting money. And while counting money, one very important person, maybe in the political field, came to meet Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada called him inside and Srila Prabhupada kept counting and also kept talking to him. And this man was bewildered, what's happening? Swamiji is handling money. Usually in India, the whole idea is, if you are a sannyasi, vairagi, then you keep away from money. But then he saw that after some time a devotee came. Prabhupada called him and said, okay, half the money is for this project, 1/4 money is for this project, and this remaining money is for this project. And immediately within 2 minutes, Prabhupada had no money. So Prabhupada was counting money, but also Prabhupada was using it immediately in Krishna's service. So that is Prabhupada's unique greatness. He knew how to use everything in Krishna's service. So that is the principle of Yukta Vairagya. So Prabhupada is pointing here that one should be very much cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Because Bharat Maharaj left everything and came to a place to perfect his life and became attached. Similarly, devotees have given up so many things and taken up Krishna consciousness. So we should be very much careful. Particularly, I should be very much careful not to be attached to any material thing, because Krishna will be lost. Finally, the third section is that of association of devotees. What is the importance of association of devotees? One devotee was mentioning that Bharat Maharaj lacked association of devotees in that stage. Therefore, there was no one to tell him, Prabhu, you have stopped chanting Hare Krishna. You are taking too much time with the deer. You are in Maya. There was no one to caution him. So Bharat Maharaj was using his compassion, the quality of Vaishnava, to get attached to a material thing. There was no one to tell him. So therefore, it's like Bharat Maharaj had problem in his life because he lacked association of devotees, which proves that association of devotees is very important in devotees' life. Yesterday, Gaur Gopalpur was mentioning that there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that mentions that a devotee, when he starts practicing Krishna consciousness, he needs association of devotees. But when he advances in Krishna consciousness, becomes mature, he needs association as the most important part in devotional service. Because he needs the shelter of devotees more. He has realized that he needs to take shelter more. So devotees' association is very important. It is mentioned that a devotee's life or a human life is like that of a boat. So when a boat is sailing, a ship is sailing on the sea, then the ship requires direction. So the ship takes direction from the compass, uses radar, uses lighthouse, there are maps, there are radio signals, and so on and so forth. So all these signals, all these different indications are there so that the boat can ply very smoothly. Similarly, we need association of devotees. One devotee was mentioning that just like ship reads so many things, maps also, then compass also, radar also, then lighthouse, so many things. Therefore, we also need devotees' association in abundance. Not just one devotee, we need more devotees. So that every walk of life we have devotee seeing us, helping us. Because even if slight devotion here and there, devotees will help us. Prabhu, we should focus ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So in devotees' association, we are always safe. There is no problem. And in association, what should we do? Take guidance of devotees. This guidance is so important that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life showed that how it is important to take guidance from his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. But even though he is Lord, he is teaching us that how one should take guidance from the devotees. In the case of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time Damodar Pandit, he became very much cautious about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealing with others. He saw that there was one boy who was regularly coming to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving a lot of time to this boy. But Damodar Pandit was not happy. Because Damodar Pandit saw that this boy had a widow mother. He had no father. She was thinking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sannyasi and is giving so much time to this boy. What the society will tell? That there is some intimate connection Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has with this woman. So with that understanding, he again went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him. Actually, in fact, he told the boy not to come again. But the boy kept coming. So Damodar Pandit went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, you should not associate with this boy. It's not good for you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it very seriously and stopped giving association to that boy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his own life, was taking guidance from his devotees. So in this way, we can see, when we take guidance from devotees, then we are saved. When we take guidance, then we are dependent on devotees. If we don't take guidance, then it becomes independent. We take independent decisions. And as Bharat Maharaj took independent decision of showing compassion, initially it was a spiritual quality, it was a spiritual favor. But later, because there was no proper association, no proper guidance, it got deviated. Similarly, one should be very much taking guidance of devotees and not taking independent decisions. Prabhupada points the example of Shobari Muni. He also took an independent decision of showing compassion to a fish. And because he did not take concern of proper devotees, because he showed compassion of fish, and he cursed Garud, devotee of Lord, because of which what happened later? That same fish on which he took compassion became cause of his fall down. So we can see that the person takes independent decision and later regrets in his life. So in this way, one should take association of devotees. And what happens in association? In association, a devotee always gains. One devotee is mentioning that in association of devotees, we gain three things. There are three benefits. First is, one develops humility. Because if you are an association of devotees, then you have to always surrender. The mind will be always rebellious. Mind will give our own ideas of practicing Krishna consciousness. But devotees will help us. No, it should be done in this way. And if we continue to be an association of devotees, we'll have to surrender. And then we'll naturally become humble in Krishna consciousness. Secondly, if we are an association of devotees, the benefit is that by devotees association, we'll become steady in Krishna consciousness. Because every time you learn something or other from devotees' life, newer and newer practical lessons in Krishna consciousness, which we are going to imply in our life. And if you are going to imply Krishna consciousness in our life, slowly and steadily we will become steady in our Krishna consciousness. We will not make mistakes, we will not get deviated. The steadiness factor will come because of constant association of devotees. And thirdly, it is mentioned that by association of devotees, one gets maturity. One becomes mature in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once said that if one thinks that he can advance without association of devotees, he is simply in hallucination. He is simply insane. Like one time Srila Prabhupada was approached by a devotee and he was told that there is one devotee in our temple who is saying that he wants to chant 192 rounds of Hare Krishna daily and live in seclusion and eat khichdi without salt. And he wants your blessings. Srila Prabhupada said, he is simply a rascal. He is a useless person. He is in Maya. He is saying that I want. That means Maya. There is nothing like I want. In Krishna consciousness, we depend on devotees. And that is maturity. When we depend on devotees, this maturity comes that there is no wanting in Krishna consciousness. There is only following in Krishna consciousness. Just following in devotees' footsteps. So in proper association, a devotee aspires to follow in footsteps of devotees. So therefore, one should, in this way, take association of devotees of the Lord. One time, one devotee was asked a question, that we are living in association of devotees, how to develop intimacy in that association? And the devotee mentioned that intimacy comes when there is service, when there is a common factor of service involved. But more important than the service is the feeling involved when you are doing service. Because we may do service externally, proper, at particular time everything is done. Cut, 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 they say, like management, proper things. But if there is no feeling, then intipuency won't generate. And feeling means there is a sense of dependency. Because they are feeling that why we are doing this service, for what we are doing this service. So if there is dependency, so then there is always proper Krishna conscious atmosphere generated. Intimacy will come. So therefore, more important than service is depending on devotees. Because service is important, but feeling means depending on how we can do the service as devotees tell us. So many times we are seeing, like one devotee was mentioning this point in his class, that many times we get attached to our services. And we get so attached that when we are told to leave that service and do some other service, we are not ready to do it. So Rupa Raghunath was giving his realizations once, that when there are, in our temple there is a unique system of changing, rotation. So when there was rotation system, Rupa Raghunath was told that he should step out of DT room and take bus party. So he was attached because he was feeling that since so many years I was with in the DT room, so I had got some intimate attachment to the DT services. But then it was very difficult for me to initially give up that service. But then I was told by my spiritual master, my devotees, get senior devotees, that you should do it. It's good for you. You'll get some preaching engagements. He was told that your life is like Yamaraj's life. Too much in DT room. Now come out and preach and share your realizations. And then he was mentioning that just because I changed my service as I wanted, as devotees wanted it to be, because of that I'm getting so many newer and newer realizations. I'm getting so much taste in Krishna consciousness, which I never had when I was serving the deities. So that is important. Attachment to service, but more attachment to how to do service as devotees want us. So in this way, we can practice Krishna consciousness. There's something which was there to tell. We'll just have a brief recap what we did today. We had three sections. First was, we discussed Lord Krishna's mercy factor. We said that how Krishna says that Neha Vikrama Nashosti, little advancement will save us from greatest danger. We saw the example of the devotee, that man who met Vajviharipu in London. Then Krishna says, when Arjuna asks that how, if someone is unsuccessful, what will happen to him? We mentioned that how bhakti is a race where everyone will get gold medal. So one should just keep practicing Krishna consciousness. And Krishna says that even if one is unsuccessful, having practiced for a very short duration of time, he will go to heavenly planets for enjoyment and then later take birth in a Brahmana family or aristocrat or a Vaishnava family. And then if a person practices for a long duration of time, then he will directly get birth in a Vaishnava family. The former will get facilities to practice Krishna consciousness, but the later will get impetus right from birth to become devotee. And then Krishna, he not just demands surrender, but also provides what devotees lack. So Krishna cares for the spiritual being of his devotee. Like Vidura's example and Uddhava's example. Krishna told Uddhava to go to Badrikashram. In fact, I missed a point. Krishna also cares for the material well-being of a devotee. Like Mrigari's case. Mrigari, he was told to leave his occupation. But then Mrigari was supplied for his material well-being also. And Mrigari thought that Narad Muni is sending all those people. Prabhupada mentioned there is a custom in India that if you go to a holy man, then you take some thing with you. Atta, some chawal, Prabhupada said. So they were carrying all those things to meet Mrigari, who had become a great sage. So Krishna was arranging this material well-being also. In second section, we discuss about how Prabhupada is cautioning one should not become attached to material things. We mentioned about Bharat Maharaj's unique position as a great devotee of the Lord. What was his qualification? And still he got attached. So Prabhupada says that what is the use of renouncing a family when you become attached to a very petty thing? So we mentioned that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Yukta Vairagya, but one should use it properly. One should be very much experienced, like that experienced worker in the factory who knows, who doesn't become inattentive. There is always a focus. One remembers what he is, where he is, and what he is getting, and how, what is the aspiration in life. Focus. In this way, one can use everything in Krishna's service. Prabhupada's counting notes. And thirdly, association of devotees is essential. Association is like different things, compass, radar, and lighthouse. So more association of devotees, more we are in secure place. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought from his own life, one should take guidance in the association of devotees. The case of Damodar Pandit. An independent decision will cause us regret, Shobari Muni's case. And then association gives us benefits, three benefits. One is humility, steadiness, and lastly, it gives maturity in Krishna consciousness. So in association of devotees, one should follow in footsteps of devotees and be attached to what devotees want us. We give the example of Rupa Raghunathpur's realization that how he was attached to service, but then he decided that I should be attached to the orders of devotees. And then he got many more realizations in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I am very sorry. I spoke more than what I could even think of. I don't have any realization in Krishna consciousness. So if some devotees have any comments, please share your comments. Radha Gopinathu, anything? Any mistakes? Any Maryada Vatikrams? Anyone else here? Any questions? No questions? Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.